We're going to ask Rabbi Zelikson to please say a few words.
Look on
the other side.
Stand on
that side. Everybody's sitting on this side. Okay. Rishchay Dishkislev.
The Rebbe in the late Lamets, Lamet Zayin, Lamet Ches, spoke very much about shuls being open at night and learning. And the Rebbe brought from a medrash a few times in Lamet Zayin, Lamet Ches. The medrash is, which actually is connected with this week's parsha. That Bishas, they asked that the Goyim came to Bilam and to Avnimus Hagardi. And they asked, how will they chep a Yidin? How could they chas v'shalom hurt Yidin? So they told him they should go in the shuls and the bati medrashes. And if they'll hear a keil teira, the keil yankev, they know that the yadayim yideyesef is bottle. So although the Rebbe says they don't understand what the call of teira means, they don't understand the language. And I feel if they understand the language, they don't understand the teichen, the inyan. Because when a goy learns Teira, it's the hepech of his mitzias, it's chayv misa. But afal pikein, he hears a call that comes from shul, which is kill, kill, yankev, is damos a sure thing, ayodayim yedeyes of his bottle. And then the Rebbe says, I'm just mentioning this paragraph, this next paragraph, just for nekuda. But basically, the Rebbe says, what if the moshul, the shuls are not open all the time? So that's the maila of studying balpeh, that he always has Teira. But the Rebbe says a very interesting lashon. V'kveit kedushas meiri v'chomi ad mur hot gevolt, that the shul should be open a whole 24 hours. Basis it was mstam in the sichas from Friedrich Rebbe. So this is a sicha from Bamidbar, Tovshin Lamed Vov. Now we go on to Yud Aleph Nissen, Tovshin Lamed Ches, which is mamish a half a year after Shmini Atzeres. Rebbe spoke by Rikos. It was in regards to a new shul that was made then in Kfar Chabad, the famous shul Beis Menachem, and it was a sefer Teira that the Rebbe sent over with a keser. So the Rebbe said, "Bishas mezet amayse rav mezet bepeil that the ifan alimud is when a person learns biyochid is one thing. Bishas abed is more than one person learning shnayim shleisha chamisha asara. So b'meile it's studied with a merer agishmak." More tainuk, and another Rebbe says, "Bishas, there's additional learners in one kvutze b'chod machzeh, so the ribui is also meisif in the achdus, because there's more ribui, shishim ribui, an addition shishim ribui. So there's a pasuk, a bracha baruch hacham harozin, which is inyan meyuchad." And then the Rebbe continues, "Und dafke du the roof that will add in opening shuls and batim medrashes at night." Ubefrat b'deireinu zeh, that it's an minik poshet b'chol tfusis Yisrael, that every shul has shiuri teira. But the mele kum techet akdusha from a beis medrash, the shul becomes a beis medrash, which is actually higher yet than beis haknesses. Beis medrash, you can make a beis haknesses beis medrash, but not the opposite. It's mailem b'kedesh v'emiridim. V'davka al yedei zeh, when there's kil kil yanki, v'derech mele, ayodayim yedei es, ein yedei es of shiltis, that yedei es of doesn't have any control. And the Rebbe says, this is a chonem, that not only the rainy days of shiltis, nor epech, alam himself a brura, love the kulam shechamecha, that all the nations will turn to the Eibishter. Then the Rebbe continues, this is mamish like, he gets back to it, sifim later. V'amayse hu o'ika, the Rebbe says, since agudas harabonim was machris, and it was came out with a kil teira, b'negir, the whole arichos of keeping the shuls open at night, and ein tzrichem l'smicha chulo, the Rebbe says they don't need smicha to is vibalt amedavta ston eich la'achar zman, and many places it's also connected with the chisorin kis, as the tumaliz l'cheira, they need more money for a shamish, for heating up the place, for neir lamoir, and o'ike, the Rebbe says, shemer ha-pesach. But since there's even a chisor and kis, the Rebbe says it's mitzvah lezaris, everyone to do whatever shayach, that the bati knesias and bati medrashes should be open as zman oruch b'yeser, b'kamos, say winter, say summer, Allah has kama v'kama on the hours in the day and the hours at night, u'bederech memela, there will also be an addition in the quality. Which has this addition quantity, there's also addition in quality. Which this is basically what the Rebbe mentions, b'negia to the inyan of Kil Teira in Beit HaKnesses, which is, as mentioned, connected with this week's parsha. This week's parsha is Kil Kil Yankev Ayedayim Yedei Esav, so it's Bashgocha Pratis. that the Kiel Kalyanki was Mevapu Hayodaim Yidei Esav. Shkocha Pratis, it's also Leshchedesh Kislev, which when the Rebbe went home 42 years ago, this was Thursday night on Friday. There was no Lamed Cheshvan then. It was basically one day Leshchedesh, and the same kriyas like this year. Eir La'alef Kislev was actually Thursday night on Friday. We heard later that the Rebbe asked the Maskiros, when are Bocherim not in the street? The Rebbe wanted to be very, very quiet. When the Rebbe went out to the library a day before to see the Ksavim that came, the Rebbe also wanted Poshit to know when the Bocherim are not there. On vices, the Vada Mesad, the Maskiros figured that the Bocherim are probably not going to be there when they go to lunch, that in 2:15. But for Bocherim, there's no Seders. So we found out about it. Here the Rebbe is going to the library. It's the first time the Rebbe came out from his room to the street. And the Rebbe walked in the street, on the sidewalk, not from the yard. There was no door there. And walked there. He looked at the whole Elam around, a small Elam. The Rebbe went to the library. The Rebbe was there for about an hour and a quarter. The Rebbe went through different Svarim that arrived then. It was a very big simcha by the Rebbe. It was poshit, a whole container of the Friedrich Rebbe arrived, many Yumanim, Bichlach Siddes, and actually, an Inyan that's also connected with Brisk. There were Ksavim there that arrived also from Brisk, which was sent over to Rabbi J.B., and that also actually warmed up the relationship. I mean, how much it was till then, it warmed it up more yet. Yashemim, this also has a connection with Yutshvat Tov Shemem. Akoponim, so the next day, the evening, we heard that the Rebbe is going home, and we heard 7 o'clock in the evening. The Bochim already, although it's 7 o'clock in the evening, hasteless that everybody's going to supper. The Rebbe is going home, so everybody was there in 7:70. And there was a whole chiluk deyas at kedekach. I chvis afun nivrech nigun mit gesungen. I chvis mit zecharum mit zechgedung and which nigun to sing. Da kofes nigun Napoleon's march. Chvis afun is what nigun what the maskana was. But this was part of the ganze chayis. Was the Rebbe is going home. The Rebbe went home then the first time for the Rebbe. This was a very big simcha. The Rebbe told one of the doctors when the doctor told the Rebbe that the chevre were for bringing all night. The Pasha took out Sefer Teres, and gemacht a kofes, it's a giton a ganze nacht, maschke, it's a gigosen wie Wasser. So the next day, the Rebbe found out, as Sigmen HaSimcha, so the Rebbe told the doctor, we also need to celebrate. And that Shabbos, there was no Fabrengen, but the next week, there was a Fabrengen, Tes Kislev. And it was a Mitzoy Shabbos, we didn't have Fabrengen Shabbos for 2 years. So Mitzoy Shabbos, it was a Fabrengen, and that's basically when we had the longest maimer from the Rebbe, B'shafti B'sholim, Ibetzvanzik Prokin. The Rebbe says straight, 20 Prokin. Maimer came Sicha from the room. And Madame was gered that this was the first maimer after, the first one was actually Simchas Teira, maimer came Sicha, but this is Mamish, B'shafti B'sholim was a maimer that, Uzgitach Peter, this was like the Rebbe felt, he's already back home. As the Rebbe said, Dafke, when he was going home, the Rebbe asked, told the doctors, that the name of my street is called President Street, not Patient Street. The mail of the Rebbe says, I don't want any doctors in the house. Everything what has to be checked should be in 770. And that's the Seder. We came to 770. Dr. Weiss would occasionally visit the Rebbe at different seasons in the year, especially the first Fabrengen downstairs. With an exception, was Yutes Kislev. And the Chassidim, who were in touch with the Rebbetzin, asked Benegia Yutes Kislev, will the Rebbe come into Fabrengen? So the Rebbetzin said, mein Mann hat noch nicht machlit given. My husband did not decide yet. And it was a certain interesting question that the Rebbe asked the doctors then, what is the greater strain, walking or talking? So he's talking the Fabrengen, or walking. I mean, so the cholei from the Rebbe fabring then for 3 hours, more than 3 hours. It's been a great simcha. They even fabring then a whole night. Huh?
Smile.
Yeah, there was the Yotzei Kislev.
Tell them what happened.
But the Maimer given the line went down straight, right? And they ran down, the doctors, they got nervous because they were watching from Gan Eden Atachten, they were watching the machines. There was one time the Rebbe showed the doctor the pills, there were pills there on the table by the Rebbe. And he took it with Abyssal Mazenus. So the Rebbe showed he's taking out the pill. He showed twice, I'm taking it. It's the middle of the Fabrengen, says between the Sikhas. Becholei, for those of us that were around then, and Afila Deep from Shvete was having us, it's basically, by us it was Parshat Ayutas Kislev. Parshat opened up a whole new tkufa, because Balayla Hu, when the whole union happened, it was mamash shak, means it goes without words. The chaos that took place in 770 then, that they asked everybody to leave 770 at once, it was b'shiva. It was b'shiva, drachim, yonusi lefanecha. Parshat, we ran, it was more than a fire. Because everybody knew that the Rebbe needs air. There was no windows open around the Rebbe. Melazan Zigalofen von aller Seite. They broke the Weibischel windows. Yeah. Eastern Parkway. But the Eastern Parkway was far also because it's come so you come a look. The Iker is that the Elam went out, Akopan and most of the Elam.
It's a smoke. They smoked over there.
Smoke? No. Bam Rebbe in Yom Tev.
Yeah.
Not bad. I think when the Rebbe came in, they usually would not smoke.
Not when the Rebbe came in, but before.
Under the Rebbe smoke, it was the vapor alone.
He broke the windows, the smoke should go away.
Because it was the windows were on the second side of Eibeshul, and Eibeshul alone is not direct on the Rebbe. Sigiven a ganze Geschichte. When the Rebbe sat down then, that's basically when Binyamin, all of our shoulders, Binyamin went over with a quart of water, Pasha gave the Rebbe to drink. And the Rebbe told him, it's a chutz l'sukil sefer kiddush. So the Rebbe didn't want to have anything. I remember I was walking home with my father that night, and a bocher went over and he said, the mirtz Hashem, the ebis ha'helfen ha'morgen, the fabringe before ha'kofes will be regular. My father didn't say anything, just one word he said, halavai. And later I found out, Mendel Nutik was there on the bima when Sigvan Leganze Behola, that when my father went over, he said, that taking the pulse, he said, the Rebbe is in the middle of a heart attack now. And he asked for oxygen. My father asked for oxygen, but the Rebbe didn't want any oxygen. So my father asked the Rebbe to go up maybe to rest up for a while. So the Rebbe says he wants to finish our coffers and then he'll go up to the room. So basically,
he also walked up the steps. He wanted to take the elevator.
Ben, you mean Yom Tov Yom Hanach? Yeah, no. Had Gornish good. Had Avilkom Vassan is good.
By the way, when he went out
to the
sukkah, he went like this today.
Yeah, he went. Nistase Komu gave him the hand. He was very, very schwach. It was mit Yizan as a Komkeichus. In the sukkah, when the Rabbi Mekidish, the Rebbetzin came. She came from Union Street, and she came from the back, and. This I heard from my father. Sigven Atzor, that the Rebbe should make Kiddush on grape juice, which is lighter. So the Rebbe said, Kiddush macht man avayim. And made it on wine. And Rabbi Yankel Hecht was there. Rabbi Yankel Hecht, the Rebbe asked him that he should be medea the Elam to go home. Bechol Eifim, to connect it with the Inyan of Ve'elim Adatera, there were a few Inyanim bekesha to Rishchedish Kislev, or even earlier. When the Rebbe was in 770, Fashteitzach, the Zal was upstairs in Shul. And they were very careful even when people were walking in, because every door bang coming in, it was a vibration in the Rebbe's room. So they put a towel for a while. And then they put a barricades. And it was one time, Taka, that the Rebbe saw in the newspaper the barricades. The Rebbe said, if they won't take it away, I'll go out and I'll take it away myself.
You go
down
to kill
Peter. Yeah. How the Rebbe gesagt, as mit gefragtem Rebbe, maybe sterten, the Rebbe says, kill Teire is mir nicht mafria. Another interesting hero in conclusion, what the Rebbe said then, Parshan Neach, one of the first heroes, that wherever there's a need, they should make a Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedresh, Beis HaKnesses for Tfila, for Teire, vun nor medaf onkomen to them. So this is one of the first in Yon in Behemshech to Rishchedish Kislev. I mean, actually, it's me not said this, yeah.
Should we save it? Save it.